Philadelphia's police department, like many others around the country, is in the midst of a push to purchase more body cameras. The department will buy 450 wearable cameras next year, with plans to outfit all city officers by the year 2019. Though, as WHYY's Bobby Allen notes, some public defenders are raising concerns, contending more police footage might not mean more accountability.
At a December event unveiling Philly's body camera pilot program, Officer James Samuel showed off the new gadget, about the size of an old iPhone.
This particular camera has a view, so you can see, so the public also can see that they're being recorded at the same time that we're on here. It's on record now.
The department is hailing the cameras as a way to curb frivolous lawsuits and bring more transparency to police interactions. But not all criminal justice observers want the cameras.
I have yet to see in all of my research a really well thought out, these are how we're going to deal with the privacy concerns.
Harvard Law student Katie McCarthy has been studying the implications of body cameras. She says public defenders are split on the issue.
If you watch body camera footage, it can be very confusing, and I'm not sure it's going to lead to, you know, these crystal clear images that tell a one-sided story.
The cameras are worn around an officer's neck. Fast movement can distort footage, and of course the devices can be turned on and off. But when they're rolling, there are things that are raising alarms among privacy advocates.
These are frequently going to be intimate interactions, and they're going to be often people sort of in their worst moments. And so I think you have concerns about the individuals who are featured on the film, which may or may not also be the suspects, and whether they want that shared.
Call her a cynical public defender, but McCarthy says body cameras could, in fact, aggravate problems with the criminal justice system. She's worried that footage will be released in an incomplete way, and prosecutors will make it public only when it helps them get a conviction. Then there's the side to the discussion that sounds a little creepy. McCarthy found that in countries that are farther along with body cameras, like in the UK and Canada, police can digitally identify people and run those IDs against outstanding warrant lists and databases for things such as child support obligations.
And they've now perfected an essentially instantaneous facial recognition software that pulls from, you know, criminal databases, it pulls from Facebook, it pulls from various social media, and it pulls from the body camera footage, and they can identify people real time on the ground.
Philly's program isn't that sophisticated yet, but McCarthy says it could get there. Before it does, though, privacy ground rules need to be set out, she says. John Dye Harrell runs a resource center for those recently released from prison. He says if a bad guy knows a police officer is wearing a camera, violence is less likely.
But if there's a situation where it's on film, anyone in the public could see it, then that would lay light of the fields.
As the technology spreads, another question is, who will pay for storing all this footage? One proposed law in New Jersey has a novel suggestion, making criminals foot the bill through higher fines. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.